And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
All right, Dave Clemens here. In studio with me, I have my friend Aaron Switzer. He's the publisher for The Source Weekly. Are you under that hat today?
I'm under that hat.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure.
I got my publisher hat pulled really low over my eyes.
I've got this file in my desk, and everybody that I interview goes into this file, and then I just kind of go in order and invite them back in, whether they have something to talk about or not. And I like it when I get to you, because I know that even if we don't have a specific thing to talk about, we can cover the 7 minutes really easy.
I'll just run my mouth.
Yeah, he just blah, blah, blah. And I like it.
Well, in that interim, you came on my podcast, so it was my turn. We kind of flipped roles for a bit.
Thanks again for having me on the podcast. That was pretty fun.
That's fun.
I don't like being on video. I look stupid.
Did you watch it?
Oh,
did you see yourself?
I still have it. You sent me the link. I still have it saved in my email. And every once in a while, I'll click on it and watch it for a few minutes and turn it off. I haven't watched it from beginning to end.
Yeah, it used to catch my socks, and that used to drive me crazy. I'd be like, I cannot be sitting there with my socks showing.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, so then we cropped it in a little tighter.
Oh.
No embarrassing sock stuff.
No, you should get some awesome socks.
I like this because everybody just assumes we look good, clean shaven.
Well, I do think it's weird that every time we do these interviews that we wear tuxedos.
Exactly.
You know, we are sitting here in tuxedos. Right. And I got to tell you, I like the new top hat.
Yeah, thank
That's
you.
That's very nice. And the monocle. You look like the Monopoly guy.
It's my publisher look, my 1930s publisher look.
How's that going?
It's going really well right now. Yeah, it's been a good year for us.
A little less competition around the corner, or what's happening there?
Well, the competition hasn't gone anywhere. It just morphed. You know, it's like one out of area newspaper owner, EL Media, got gobbled up by a larger conglomerate, and Carpenter Media out of Mississippi. And haven't seen much changes. You know, it's just same old, like, out of area kind of turn and burn.
And that's kind of your thing. I mean, there's a place for that, right? But your thing is, hey, let's go ultra local.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Well, hyper local. And we hired someone at the beginning of this year who's doing more deeper, longer pieces. So a little more investigative, a little more context for the news. That's our model.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. What would I have to write to get into your paper? I want to write something.
Oh, you just got to put 500 words to paper and I'll get it to fly.
I mean, do you want to give me a topic, or do I come up with a topic?
No, why don't you take the election? Like, just, I know,
oh,
you don't
the
do,
election. You don't no, do I don't politics, staying out of
you
politics.
Could just like drop that bomb off us. Yeah. That'd be good.
Well, and traditionally, I mean, would you say that you're paper leans a little bit to the left?
We lean a little bit to the left, for
sure.
Well,
what do you want some wacko like me in there for,
God, then? Readers, man. You know what the kind of letters I would get if you you gave voice to some of that stuff?
Maybe.
Letters.
Right. I was working on something for a podcast, but I don't really want to do a podcast because I have a radio show. Mm. So maybe I could,
you could
try a little article in here.
Give it a shot.
I'll give it a shot. I'm going to submit something.
Okay.
You're probably going to turn it down.
I'm,
and when you do, I'm going to broadcast to everybody. You turned it down. I'm going to read it. They're going to weep because it's so good.
They're going to be like,
and they're going to write you letters.
He's a censorship guy.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Exactly. Book burner.
Yeah.
No books, just my magazine.
That's right.
How often does the Source Weekly come out?
We're every Wednesday.
Oh, it's weekly.
Because it's weekly.
Yeah, as soon as that was coming out of my mouth, you know, I realized it's a dumb question.
We've got a daily newsletter now, and with a shift to digital, it picks up the pace. You know, we publish every day now.
So you do?
We are daily in a way. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we're in a slow transition. People might start seeing from Source Weekly to Source Media, and that logo's starting to propagate more and more.
Sure.
Yeah.
Huh. How many people are writing for your? Do you call it a magazine? What do you call it?
Newspaper.
Yeah. I mean,
we currently have 4 writers.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you have some other people that submit some stuff, right? Because I feel like I was talking to a guy. He writes books about places in Bend to go.
Okay.
Savage.
I can't think of his name right now. He submits stuff to us.
He has submitted stuff.
We have a lot of stringers. I mean, a lot of people who submit, like the food writer. She just does food, submits once a week to the food thing. And, you know, our film reviewer, Jared Rasick,
I know Jared.
He submits. So a lot of people in the ecosystem.
Takes a lot.
Oh, yeah.
To make a village paper, right?
Yes.
And then I could be the village idiot.
to be such, we're looking for that.
Yeah, you we're need one. For that. Every village need needs one.
Right, sure. Why just on the radio? Why not in a paper, too?
Yeah, why not? Why not? They find you all over the place, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like I see your paper everywhere.
350 locations throughout Central Oregon. Getting more, I mean, of course, because Lapine area is growing, but I'm shocked at how many more papers we're going through down there. That is growing.
Now, there's a digital one too, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, can you get everything that's in the paper digitally as well?
You can. Yeah. And you start to actually get some things digitally first. So if people go to bensource.com, a lot of times they'll get stuff up there first.
Cool. Do you write? You're a writer.
No, or are you just a publisher? I used to. I mean, for the first 15 years of the paper, I was editor and I wrote, and but it's too much now. And now we have a executive editor and a managing editor and the writers. So not as much.
How'd you get into that? I mean, did you think someday I'm going to be a famous writer and you end up being a publisher? Or was it, I'll write because someday I'm going to be a famous publisher? How's that work?
I was in grad school in Boise State, and I got a gig with the Boise Weekly, and I started writing for them, doing cool cultural stuff, they were sending me to plays. I couldn't believe how fun that was. I was like, wait, you're paying me to go see Fiddler on the Roof?
Right,
like,
yeah.
So cool. And so I started doing more of that, and then when my first son was born, I moved back here, and there was no paper like the Boise Weekly here, so I talked to some friends, and we started it up.
Huh.
Yeah.
And now here, how many years ago was that?
28 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you like where you ended up?
I do.
And is this an end up, or is there something else later that's going to happen for you? What else do you want to, you know what I mean? What else do you want to do? Yeah. Is it over for you?
Is it, am I done? I think if you ask the writers at the office, they'd probably say one thing, but I'm very happy. I'm actually really happy. I like where the paper's at. It's hit a good space within the community, and I get to do things like this, come talk cool people like you. And,
oh, nice.
You know, like, I mean, this is a pretty good gig.
Right. We're almost out of time, so I want to make sure that we talked about the giving guide. When you came in, we're like, hey, what do we want to talk about? The give guide. Right. What's that all about?
Well, we're in the middle of our Central Oregon Gives campaign, and it runs from Thanksgiving through the end of the year. And each week you get cool prizes and stuff for giving. And this year we have a new category for kids. So if kids give, if you're under 16, you get Cup of Yo. This person who was doing graphic design for us had told me the story about sitting down at CentralOregonGives.com with her kids and giving them each $50. And they each, son and daughter, went through and kind of evaluated what they wanted to give and what this nonprofit. And she just discovered they're very different, of course, very different people, very different interests. They learned about different nonprofits and they gave to completely different things. And she thought it was just, sounds like an amazing thing, right? I never did anything like that with my kids.
Yeah.
And so we were like, man, we got to incentivize that. So we came up with a gift for the kids this year. So if you're listening and you want to do that with your kids, it's a totally fun and cool thing to do this season.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. You just do this through the website?
Yeah, you just go to Central Oregon Gives. They just punch their information and it's nothing big, just an email and a name, and you're off to the races. 100% of the proceeds to the charity, no service fee.
You started this how long ago?
I think we're in our eighth year.
Everybody talks about it now.
That's cool. We gave over $1 million last year, or moved $1 million through the program.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. That makes you feel like you're doing something with your life.
I do. It is my favorite thing, for sure.
It's very cool. Thanks. I've been talking to my friend Aaron Switzer. He's a publisher for The Source Weekly. Thanks so much for coming in. Why don't you share the website again?
CentralOregonGives.com or .org is the place to go. It'd be great.
Do you have questions, comments, or a topic for Inside Central Oregon? Send your comments to Horizon Broadcasting Group, 854 Northeast 4th Street, Bend, Oregon, 97701. Inside Central Oregon is a public affairs presentation from Horizon Broadcasting Group.